tomorrow be?
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where President Trump attended inaugural balls after spending much of the hours after being sworn in for a second term issuing executive orders. He also pardoned people prosecuted for attacking the U.S. Capitol January 6, 4 years ago.
These people have been destroyed. What they've done to these people is outrageous. There's rarely been anything like it in history, in the history of our country.
CBS's Matt Piper has more.
President Trump is commuting sentences of those who were convicted of or pleaded guilty to seditious conspiracy. He's pardoned everyone else charged with attacking the Capitol back in January 2021. All approximately 1,600 people, including those who beat and maimed police. His clemency includes six commutations. It means the largest prosecution in U.S. history has been abruptly ended.
Another controversial order would eliminate birthright citizenship. Advocacy groups and the ACLU are already suing to stop that order, which Edwin Chemerinsky of the University of California, Berkeley Law School says is unconstitutional.
Over 130 years ago, the United States Supreme Court said that Section 1 of the 14th Amendment means what it says. Anyone born in the United States is a United States citizen.
The family of Ryan Corbett, one of two Americans freed in a prisoner swap between the United States and Afghanistan's Taliban government, have expressed, quote, overwhelming gratitude that he is coming home. Travel advisories are already in play because of frigid weather in the Northeast and as a winter storm approaches the Gulf Coast. CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We have either extreme cold warnings or cold weather advisories that go all the way down to about the I-10 corridor. And then when those stop, you actually run into winter weather alerts, so winter storm warnings, because we've got snow from I-10 down to the Gulf. The cold air is locked in place, and now you've got moisture from the Gulf. You combine those two things, and you get either sleet, snow, or freezing rain right along the Gulf Coast.
Los Angeles first responders face more dangerous fire conditions after the National Weather Service issued a, quote, particularly dangerous situation warning due to powerful winds with an increased risk of fire through this morning. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasulis tells us there is new information about the potential benefits of some popular drugs.
A new study published in Nature Medicine concludes new generation weight loss drugs, including Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro, may protect against dementia, cardiovascular diseases, and even alcohol addiction.
Ohio State has another national title after their 34-23 win over Notre Dame. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
My husband and I love an exciting adventure, especially in a stylish SUV. The first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek is meant to be shown off with its all-terrain tires for rocky trails and snowy roads. Its tubular roof rack for hauling gear and its rugged flair that stands out off-road. Adventure calls in the first ever Nissan Rogue Rock Creek. Head to NissanUSA.com to see it today. Intelligent all-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions. Cargo and load capacity limited by weight and distribution. Always secure cargo. Heavy loading of the vehicle with cargo, especially on the roof, will affect the handling and stability of the vehicle.
Whether you're tinkering in your garage or tackling big projects, if you know the value of working with your hands, you know Harbor Freight. And you can be confident knowing that at Harbor Freight, you can get quality tools at prices that work just as hard as you do. Because the only thing more satisfying than a job well done is a job well done, well under budget. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
An anti-poverty group claims the rich are getting richer.
Oxfam International says the wealth of the world's billionaires grew three times faster in 2024 than in 2023. The group also predicts the world will have at least five trillionaires over the next decade, while 44% of the global population, 3.6 billion people, live in poverty. Oxfam timed the release of its report to coincide with the Trump inauguration, which several billionaires attended. Oxfam is calling on governments to tax the richest to reduce inequality and extreme wealth and to, in its words, dismantle the new aristocracy. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Sting, Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers are among the performers who will take the stage for the Fire Aid Benefit Concert for Los Angeles Area Wildfire Relief. It will take place in two venues, the Intuit Dome and the adjacent Kia Forum, January 30. Tickets go on sale Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific Time. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price. Flurry chances ending tonight. Mostly cloudy skies. Lows near 10 below. Wind chills colder than 20 below zero with a west breeze. Extreme cold warning out as we start your Tuesday. Sunshine in the afternoon. Highs near 2 above. Currently 4 degrees below zero.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits.
There she was, just walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked fine, and I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Holding my hand just as natural as can be singing. We walked on, to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh. Single day singing. Oh, we're so happy, and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me.
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Got to hold her, and wanna. It's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady, treat her like so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her like a lady. She came in to me, Lord, look and see. You know what I mean.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is a word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noon all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Volman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
Night.
sorry, and I was a little bit late. She would await and await and await and await for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day. She would wait and wait and wait and wait for her steady day.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Being drawn, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
You gotta understand, you're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see the lips, baby, to be. Taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, she's in my mind.
Lightning's striking again.
alone in the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, that's when Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking, then he'd look into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Taking time to make
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Come away, come away. is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A prisoner swap between the United States and Afghanistan's Taliban freed two Americans in exchange for a Taliban man serving life in California on drug and terrorism charges. The two Americans have not been officially identified, but the family of Ryan Corbett, considered by the U.S. to have been wrongfully detained for 894 days, issued a statement saying their hearts are filled with overwhelming gratitude. He's coming home. President Trump says there are immigration raids coming.
Can we expect ICE raids in major cities?
I don't want to say when, but it's going to happen.
Trump signed orders declaring a national emergency on the U.S. border with Mexico and ending automatic citizenship for anyone born in the United States of undocumented parents. The ACLU and others have already sued to stop that last one. Erwin Chermensky is dean of the University of California Berkeley Law School.
In 1897, the Supreme Court held that those who are born in the United States are American citizens, even if their parents were not citizens. Donald Trump can't change that by executive order.
CBS's Scott McFarlane reports the president has pardoned most of his supporters who violently attacked the U.S. Capitol January 6, 2021.
Truly a historic decision. It abruptly ends the largest, biggest criminal prosecution in U.S. history. There were about 1,600 January 6 defendants, about 600 of whom were accused of assaulting police. They have received pardons or commutations. What's more, Trump has ordered all current pending prosecutions to be dropped.
Major airlines are delaying and canceling flights in preparation.